This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Radio Show, broadcast number 221 for Wednesday, January 12th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is posting large losses Wednesday morning as it continues to take profits off of nearby highs. Ideas that the market was looking overpriced at levels as demand is being rationed contributed to the losses. Declines in the Chicago soy complex also weighed on prices, with U.S. traders adjusting positions ahead of a monthly supply-demand report from the USDA. Canada's tight supply situation does remain supportive, with recent weakness in the Canadian dollar also providing some support. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all down to start the day, seeing some positioning ahead of that much-anticipated USDA report. In addition to updated supply-demand estimates, traders will also be watching production estimates out of South America closely. Soybeans are posting early losses. The March soybean contract, it's down 3 cents at $13.83 per bushel, seeing some follow-through selling after recent declines. But heat and dryness in Brazil and Argentina does remain supportive, although there is some more moisture in the forecast later this week. Attention will be firmly on the production estimates out of Brazil and Argentina in today's report. A number of private forecasters from the region have been lowering their production estimates recently, and traders will want to see how closely the USDA lines up with those estimates. Corn, meanwhile, it is holding closer to unchanged, down only a penny in the March contract, trading some consolidation around that key chart point. Wheat futures, meanwhile, they are mostly lower. Minneapolis spring wheat, it is down 6 cents at 9.22 per bushel. Kansas City down 10 cents in the March contract at 7.82 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 5 cents in March at 7.65 per bushel. Today's reports will include updated estimates on U.S. winter wheat seedings, with average expectations for an increase in acres on the year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, January 12th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.